It comes a time in all of our lives when we go through tough times. In other words, when things are dark. And it's during these times that we have to believe. In other words, believe in what we can't prove and accept what we can't understand. No, we humans can always make sense of God's plans for our lives. It's during these times, however, that we need what we call faith. But it's precisely at these times when our faith fails us. Yes, it's easy to say that we have faith, especially when things are going well. When a crisis happens, when trouble starts, it's a whole different ball of wax. In other words, when someone we love gets sick, when someone we love dies, when someone we love walks out on us, it's then and only then that we know what kind of faith we actually have. Of course, there are those kinds of blind believers who believe that if God was with them, if God really loved them, nothing bad would ever happen. In other words, having faith means life should be nothing at all but smooth sailing. But when disaster hits and a crisis happens, nothing's there. God is gone. God let me down. During the Last Supper, disaster hit. The disciples were lost. They didn't know what was going to happen. How they'd survive without Jesus. But knowing that their faith would be tested, Jesus gave them some important advice. Do not let your hearts be troubled, he said. Believe in God and believe in me. In other words, just keep on going. Believe in God and believe in me. Yes, in a time of crisis in our lives, it's easy for us to feel abandoned. Abandoned by God. But Jesus tells the disciples, and he's telling us, that even though I might leave, I am with you. Yes, Jesus was with his disciples. He's always with us. I'm going to prepare a place for you, he says. I'm coming back to take you home. And so no matter how hard things will get, no matter how difficult, how their faith would be tested, the disciples needed to go on believing and trusting. That's all they had to do. But as all of us know, to believe and trust, especially in difficult times in our lives, is easier said than done. But in a time of crisis, in a time of difficulty, when trouble hits, it's really the only thing we can do. For trust is the greatest thing we humans can give to one another. And we humans fail one another in trust over and over again. How could you, we say? How could you cheat on me? How could you betray me? I trusted you. However, we need to believe that there's a reason for it. A reason for it all. We need to believe that there's a purpose. That some good will come of it. It's only then that the unbearable becomes bearable. Only then that light can appear in darkness. And so our faith comforts us, tells us that God will be there no matter what. And it's this feeling, this conviction, this knowledge that we aren't alone, that God will see us through. We stop and think about it, we realize that life is unthinkable and unbearable without God. And this is why our faith is so important. A friend of mine once said, "I believe completely. I can't imagine my life without my faith, but it sure took a long time for me to get there." Those of us who do believe have comfort and security, especially when trouble happens. We believe in our heart of hearts that in the end, everything will work out. That God has a reason and purpose for everything, even suffering. In other words, it's not we who keep the faith. It's the faith that keeps us. Mahatma Gandhi said, "The person with a grain of faith never loses hope, because he or she believes in the ultimate triumph of truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Believe in me, believe in God, you shall not be abandoned. Believe in me, you shall have life everlasting."